Hey guys, this is Ashok here from LearnStockMarket.in. So as you have seen in the last a month or so, the stock market in India has absolutely crashed. It's gone down from around, the Sensex was around 42,000 rupees at its peak. It has come to around 28,000. That's a serious crash in hardly a month. The global markets have also crashed as much as the Indian market, or some markets have crashed even more. Even the 2008 crash wasn't as brutal as this crash. In 2008, the market used to go down and then used to bounce back and then continue its journey downwards. But here it has just been a straight line crash. So if you're wondering what to do with your investments, I have some points that I want to share with you all. So the first point is, if you have money to invest in the market, money that you do not need for the next 5 years, please go ahead and buy the shares. Start buying in a slow manner. Don't put all the money at once. Stock prices of some of the biggest companies in India have crashed by 30, 40, 50%. Some very good companies have even crashed by 60, 70% in this last 1 month or so. Consider this period as an opportunity that comes once in a decade, sometimes once in a lifetime. So do your analysis over the weekend, pick some good companies and start investing slowly. If you have any weak companies in your portfolio, companies with a lot of debt and all, sell those off and buy quality companies. Debt-free quality companies. Also, make sure you have a separate fund called as an emergency fund, where you keep some money in a savings bank or a fixed deposit. Expenses worth around 8 to 12 months for the next 8 to 12 months. Keep it aside. Don't invest that money in the stock market. Next, do not sell your portfolio stocks right now because the price has already crashed. Selling at these levels just does not make sense anymore because we have already come down to 2015 levels. The market was in this range in 2015. From that time, companies have grown much bigger, stronger. A company like Reliance has come up with Jio. They have got more than 40 crore customers. So there are many companies which have grown and become much bigger, but the prices have now come down to 2015 levels. So the opportunity is good. Short term, there could be a lot of pain, but in the long term, if India and the world is able to get over this coronavirus issue, which is looking like it'll get pretty serious, then if we can fight it and succeed, then the stock market could do really well from these prices in the next 5 to 10 years. Yet, even though the prices are so low, do not sell your house, gold, or break your FD. I know many people who did this mistake in 2017 during the mid-cap, small-cap rally. People sold their land, sold their gold, broke their FD and invested in small and mid-caps. The result was the market crashed. The mid and small cap indexes are at multi-year lows right now. Do not do that mistake. Invest money only which you do not need in the stock market right now. If you have any excess money, if you're getting salary, just take 10% out of it and invest in the stock market. Invest slowly. If you have 1 lakh rupees, divide it into 10 parts. 1 lakh would mean 10,000. Invest 10,000 every week so that in a staggered way you can invest for a period of the next 2.5 months. In 2.5 months, you'll have a lot of clarity over coronavirus and the market will also probably stabilize. The next point, do not take any personal loans or withdraw money from credit cards. These are high risk when you invest in the stock market, the price can still crash by 50% from your investment price. So do not take loans, do not withdraw money from your credit cards and invest in the stock market. And finally, be calm. A virus like Corona is way beyond our control. We'll have to wait and see where the market goes from here, if there is, and if cities and towns and the world is shut down because of coronavirus, there is going to be a serious impact on the economy, global economy. Revival, if this turns out to be serious, will take a long time. So go slow, invest slowly, do not miss this opportunity, and do not sell the stocks you have right now. Thank you for joining in.